phone. You were on the phone, yeah. Okay. So, good morning. Here we are. We are holding. Oh. So, we discussed yesterday. We're holding at the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara had told us that in order to be chayev for having something being either picked up or placed down, you need to pick it up as a real act of picking up. And you need to place it down as a real act of placing down. If you were to take a helicopter and perch it on the side of a mountain with its rotors, you know, it's perched halfway and its rotors still swinging, you know that it's not really there. It's there on a rescue mission for the next 5 minutes. That's not its place. Nobody's going to say, oh, I see the helicopter's, you're putting it away for the night. You're not putting it away, a helicopter like that. Similarly, if you see a overturned cup and a sitter on top of it like this, nobody's going to say that's its place, because you don't put an object onto a small thing like that. So the Gemara understands, and there's exceptions. Tosis explains that if it's a special place like a diamond holder or something, you specifically want it there. But the Gemara understands that in order to be considered an official pickup, it has to be picked up from its place. What's its place? A area of at least dalet by dalet. And in order to be chayav for C, for the hanacha, it's got to be placed down on a place. And that place has to be an official place, a chashav amakim, at least dalet al dalet. That's in order to be chayav for picking it up for the akira, or in order to be chayav for the hanacha, for the placing it down, it needs to be an official pickup. What's an official pickup? A pickup from a makim chashev. What's an official put down? A put down on a makim chashev. And without that, you're not going to be chayev. So questions to Gemara. How are you chayev for placing something down on one's hand? That's the Gemara's kasha. Answers to Gemara. Not everybody holds that you need a makim chashev. Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold that you need a makim chashev. Haraya, Rabbi Akiva is mechayev you on kluta. What does kluta mean? The concept of kluta, several ways to explain it, but the concept of kluta, good morning, Rabbi Alan. The concept of kluta is that, as we explained yesterday, when something flies through the air, the way we're going to explain it is, it's as if it's frozen. He, Rabbi Akiva, views the world in flash freeze frame photography, meaning he stop. So if you were to see the world with those glasses, as an object is flying through the air, if you were to see it in picture form instead of video form, right now, where is it? It's right here. Okay, so then you brought it into Rishus HaRabim. Now where is it? And then eventually it lands in Rishus HaYachid. But there are several ways to explain it, but that's the way we're going to go with. That he views the world in a frozen form, so now this object is frozen in space. It's called Kluta. Okay, very nice. But besides for the fact that he has this incredible way of looking at the world, let us say that it's true. But as the object is frozen in space, it doesn't have a makam dalet al dalet. It's not resting on anything. It's worse than the helicopter that's with the rotors. Teretz is, Rabbi Akiva doesn't care for that. There's no pasuk that says that you need it. It's a svara. Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold to the svara. Okay. So our Mishnah says the Gemara reflects the view of Rabbi Akiva who holds of Kluta. All right, so we're holding the bottom line. Says the Gemara. What was the case of Rabbi Akiva? Let's just one more reminder from yesterday. The case of Rabbi Akiva was three lines on the bottom on Dalet Amud Aleph, four lines on the bottom. A guy standing in Rishus HaYachid on one side of Divan. He tosses something through the Rishus HaYachid, through the Rishus HaRabim, to the other side of Divan. He's standing in Koltov, and he throws it across the street to free. It goes through the Rishus HaYachid. Or he tosses it into his car. Through the Rishus HaRabim. Rabbi Akiva says, you're chayev. How you chayev? Because he holds a kluta. Says the Gemara, Lememra, bottom line, the pshitele l'rabba de bekluta kemisho hun chaydamya hu betoich asara pligi. Is this to say that Rabbi was clear that the machloikas between the Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim revolves around the concept of Kluta, and they argue whether you tossed it under 10 or not, because Rishus HaRabim only goes up to 10. So if he did an overhand throw and it went into free like that, so it arced like that, you're not going to be chayev. Because it did not go through a Rishus Rabbim, which is under 10. So if you hold of Kluta, you have to explain that it was an underhand toss. And it went through Rishus Rabbim like that. That's the only way to explain it. Says the Gemara, is it so simple? Good morning, good morning. Is it so simple that that's the Machloikas? That the Machloikas is because you tossed it, that you tossed it underhand, and you argue because, and the machloikes is whether or not there's such a thing as kluta. V'hami boi, top line dalet on my base, v'hami boi, boi le rabba, but this is a question from rabba, the boi rabba, l'mata me asara pligi, do they argue under 10, which is like what you're saying now, u'baha pligi, and this is the machloikes, Rabbi Kiva sava kluta kimishu hun chadamya, Rabbi Kiva holds of kluta, v'rabbanan savri loy amrinan kluta kimishu hun chadamya, and the rabbanan hold, we do not hold of kluta. Aval, but, l'mayla me asara, if it was above 10, if you threw it above 10, you arced it above 10, divrei hakol, it would be putter. Now, there is another concept we must know. There are several ways to violate the malacha of carrying on Shabbos. One of them is going from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. One of them is going from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. There is a malacha that's called Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid through Moishet. Meaning, it's we paskin that if you go from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid through walking, you're not chayef. Sometimes if a person realizes he left his wife's gloves in his pocket or something like that, then without the Erev. And if he continues, what's he supposed to do? So if you didn't stop yet, you could continue walking until the next Rishus HaYachid. That's one Eitzah. Because you did an A in Rishus HaYachid, your house. You walked, as long as you didn't stop, your next stoppage is in the shul, or wherever you're going. So you did an A in Rishus HaYachid, you did a B, because you did cross into Rishus HaRabim, but you didn't do a C in Rishus HaRabim. So you walk into that. That's fine. I don't know everybody holds to that, but it's fine.
I mean, you've gone for almost another Rishus HaRabim.
You did go, but you didn't do a C. You did not do a C.
Oh. So even just traversing four almost in Rishus HaRabim requires
an A and a C. And in fact, with regards to four amos and Rishus HaRabim, it's a whole different iser. It's still part of the same rubric of carrying, but you didn't do an A there either. So there is another iser called Moishet. Moishet is very unusual. It has specific requirements. It has to be that you're on the same side of Rishus HaRabim, Davka. It has to be that you're on the same side of Rishus HaRabim. So in other words, if I pass it from one side of Rishus HaRabim to the other, I'm going to be putter. Let's say I'm on a balcony on Divan, and I'm passing it across Divan. I'm going to be pater. I'm only chayev if I'm on the same side on Divan. I'm in 311. My apartment is 311. I'm passing it to my neighbor in 313, and there's a little bit of sidewalk. Let's say we're both on our apartments. We're both on balconies. So I'm on balcony 309. My neighbor on the second floor is also balcony 311, and there's a little bit of airspace between us. Below on the first floor, there are people walking. So I'm traversing an airspace of Rishus HaRabim. Even though it's above 10, excellent. Even though it's above 10. And it's called Moishet if I pass it over. I have to pick it up, pass it, and according to many Rishayim, put it into somebody else's hand. So it's very specific. I'm on the same side of Rishus HaRabim, from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid, over 10. In fact, some say it doesn't work under 10. That would be the pashtus. Taisa says maybe it does, but the pashtus is that it doesn't work under 10. Only over 10, only into somebody else's hands, only if it's on the same side of Rishus HaYachid. So we hardly ever hear of this. And has to have a little Rosh Hashanah Rabbim in between.
Is it 10 from where you're standing, or is it 10 from the ground?
10 from the ground. 10 from the ground.
Okay.
So, that's called Moshet. Now, since it's so specific, maybe it's only if you pass it. You pick it up, and you place it into somebody else's hand. What happens if you throw it? Well, that's not the precedent case. No, a better word than precedent case. That's not the
specific.
No, but
archetype.
What?
Current?
No, I'm saying that there's one case that we have to learn from. There is one case. The one case is where they passed things in the Mishkan that way. They had this exact
one
thing.
Wagon to the next.
From excellent, very good. From one wagon to the next. So that was the archetype where they passed it in all the ways that I just said. One Rosh Hashanah to the same Rosh Hashanah on the same side of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. There was a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim in front of them. There was a little airspace over there. It was above 10. It was into somebody else's hand. All these things, all these conditions existed there. The question is, what happens if I toss it? If I throw it into somebody else's hands? They happen not to have thrown it because they were carrying beams that were 500 tons. So then nobody's tossing beams like that. But what would be if you were throwing a Q-tip?
It's pretty hard to throw.
Because, all right, so what would be if you had a Super Bowl? So then what? So in that case, that's the Gemara's discussion over here. Maybe this machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan is really above 10. And the machloikis is whether or not passing is specific when discussing the Isser of Moshet. Or it is prohibited, midiraisa, even to throw it. It's definitely prohibited to Rabbanan, but if it's prohibited, even midiraisa to throw it. So that's the second line. Perhaps it's talking about above 10. And they're arguing about the following machlekas. Rabbi Akiva says, we learn out zoyrik, the concept of throwing from one Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah on the same side of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into somebody else's hands from Moshet, from passing. Rabban, and that's the case. The case is talking about where you're passing, where you're throwing. Rabban and Savi Leofin and Zarek and Meshet. Aval, but with regards to below 10, Lamata Miasara, Divriya Kol Chayiv. Everybody would agree that you say Kluta. My time, because I'm reading Kluta, Kamishon Chadamia. So the Gemara was just troubled that, again, we had a question. Hey, hands. How come it's Chayiv if you place it on the hand? The Gemara said, no problem. We're going with the opinion that does not require a Dalet by Dalet. Who's that opinion? It's Rabbi Akiva by Kluta. The Gemara's bothered. Who says Rabbi Akiva says the Pshat is Kluta? I thought when you taught us that Mishnah, you didn't know the Pshat. If it's Kluta, if it's Zarek Mimayshet. So the Gemara answers, you're right. When he gave Shir on that Mishnah, Hitaka wasn't sure. But Halakasha, Basu the Ibai, after he asked the question, Hadar Ifshitalei, subsequently it became Pasha to him that the Machlekas was with, about Kluta. The Sav Rabbi Akiva, Kluta Kimehishun Chadamya. Okay, so that ends that brackets. This is all brackets, just like on a question. Like, you're coming to answer that it's Rabbi Akiva with Kluta? Okay, but then how do you know it's. Didn't you give Shir on that Mishnah and say that you weren't sure if it's Kluta? I said, yeah, but after the Shir, he became clear that it was Kluta. Okay, so end the brackets. Now back to our question. The question again is, if you place it in the guy's hands, I thought we said that you need a chashiv, a put-down. And in order to be chashiv, you need it to be a large space. You need it to be its place. And what's a large space? Dalet al dalet. Very few people's hands are dalet by dalet. This has just got a big bee sting. So the question is, how do you have a case where you have, why are you chayv? So the Gemara's first answer is that it's Rabbi Akiva who does not hold of that you need dalet al dalet. What's the raya? Because he holds of kluta. Says the Gemara, maybe you have proven to me that Rabbi Akiva disregards this condition called a chashiv, a put down. You have proven to me that he does not require it. Haraya, as the object is flying through the air, he says, oh, it's frozen, oh, it's frozen, oh, it's frozen, and therefore you're chayiv. What happened to needing a dalet al dalet. Oh, elamai, he doesn't need it. You have successfully proven that to me. But, says the Gemara, maybe specifically with regards, you see, there's A and there's C. Maybe specifically with regards to the hanacha, do you not require a dalet al dalet? But an akira, v'dama hanacha u'delay boi, but ha akira boi. But with regards to an akira, with regards to doing the act of A, uprooting, maybe you do need a hanacha. Maybe you do need sorry, makam dalet. Why would it be different? So I'll tell you my own svara. With regards to hanacha, the act of hanacha C is really just a cessation of activity. I'm putting the object down. It's much easier to do and to relinquish control on something and to say the act is over by it's much easier to do that than to start an act. So if I want to see needs a makim chashiv in order to say I'm putting it down there, by merely relinquishing control, I put the object down and I could see a C. However, A is an act of picking it up. It's an act of starting it. I could hear that there is more conditions and it's harder to perform an A than it is to perform a C. When I perform an A, it means I'm picking something up. If this object is already wobbly here, so when I pick it up, did I see a pickup? I didn't really see a pickup. Anyways, it was wobbly. It has to be an official, oh, it's balanced over there, it's on a table, fine, I'm picking it up. That's an act of Akira. But if anyways it was on a top of a cup and I pick it up, I don't really see that act. Whereas C, which is the act of relinquishing control, it's much easier. I mean, I'm putting it down. Wherever I put it down, I can put it down. That is, so that's the Gemara Svara at this point. The Gemara says, you have proven to me that Rabbi Akiva says that as it flies through Shas Rabim, it's as if it's Chayiv. That will tell me that it landed in Rosh Hashanah. Fine. So therefore, you have successfully answered that the case where I put it into the Ani's hands, I'm going to be chayev, because he holds you don't need a makam dalet. But what about the case where I pull it out of the Ani's hands? Who says that Rabbi Akiva does not require an akira? Says the Gemara drops Rabbi Akiva. Next teretz. Ella Amar of Yosef Hamani Rebbe. It is the Manda Amar is Rebbe. Okay, hi Rebbe. Which Rebbe did you mean? Let's which Mishnah? Which mean? Ilei Mahar Rebbe. If you mean the following Rebbe, the Tanya, we have a Brice which states Zorek Venochal Gabiz Ziz Kolshu. If a person throws an object and it lands on a outcropping on a small little beam, that Kolshu a tiny amount. So if you can imagine, for example, this little thing is a Ziz Kolshu. This little thing that's, I don't know if you can see here, this little thing, for those on this side of the room, it's a little thing coming out of the wall. So you throw something, a needle, and it lands over there. Or you throw a little beam that comes out of the wall. Zarek Benach Agabi says, Kolshu, Rebbe says, you're Mechayev, say you're Poitrim. So we see that you're Chayev, even if it lands on an object, on an area that's less than Dalet al Dalet. The Gemara says, but that's not Pshat over there that he holds, you don't need Dalet al Dalet. Hasam, the pshat over there is kid the beina lamemer lekaman, like we're gonna want to say soon. Kid the abaye, like abaye says, the amar abaye, hacha beilan ha'imid v'rishus ayachet v'noifin noitil v'rishus arabim. We're talking about a tree that is in rishus ayachet, and the branches extend to rishus arabim. V'zarek v'noch anoifin, and you throw it onto the branch. The Rebbe sover amrinan shadi noifin baser ikre. Rebbe holds that we treat as a machlekes exactly. Rashi tells us how to understand this, but the way Rashi explains it is that we treat the branch as having dalet al dalet because we look at it as an extension of the base. We look at it as an extension of the base. In other words, if there was an extension to this table over here, a 2x2 extension, and it lands over here, it's an extension of the whole table, so it is a makim chashev. This object is an extension of the wall, of the base of the wall. The wall itself has a dalet al dalet. So that's, and the machlekes is whether or not we look at it like that. Rebbe says we look at it, it goes after the base. And the Rabbanan say we don't look at it as if it goes after the base. But the nekuda that we need is Rebbe does not say you don't need dalet al dalet. You do need dalet al dalet. It's just that the machlokes is whether or not you have dalet al dalet. Rebbe says since it's an extension of a greater object, that is dalet al dalet. It's not pshat you don't need dalet al dalet, and therefore when you have your hand extended, we don't see you as being dalet al dalet on your base either. It's a good question. Why so? So go bas a dollar with dollar. You could ask that, but we look at just the hand. The hand does not have dollar dollar, and if you and he needs it. That is that. So the Gemara throws out the first Rebbe, Ella ha Rebbe. It is the following. It's the same. It's the following opinion of Rebbe, as represented in the following Brisa, the Tanya. Another Brisa reflecting Rebbe's views, which seem to point in the direction that he does not care about this new condition invented that you need dalet al dalet. The Tanya, Zorak min Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid Be'emtza. Here we have two Rishus HaRabims. So if you can imagine, let's say, a northbound lane of a highway and a southbound lane of a highway, and there is a cement block between with the cement divider between the two highways, and the cement divider is more than 10 high and 4 by 4 wide, which is very common. So, and you throw it from the northbound highway to the southbound of the highway, over this divider. Or sometimes you have, you know, a little traffic in between, a little place for pedestrians to walk in the middle of the street. Not on a highway. Sometimes you have a northbound, and they have like a crosswalk, and then it goes it on the divider. The crosswalk goes little, and then it continues cuts over there. Especially in Eretz Yisrael, they have those all over. So that would be Rishus HaYachid in between, because it has fences on four sides with a Pesach here, Pesach there, and Rishus HaRabim here, Rishus HaRabim there, and you toss it over that area. Says the Gemara, Rishus HaYachid. So Rabbi Mechayev comes to your Paitrim. Rabbi says you're Chayev over there. V'am Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Mechayev hayu Rabbi Ashtayim. You're Chayev twice. Achas mishum haitzah, v'achas mishum hachnasa. Once because of haitzah, once because of hachnasa. Alma loy boy akira. Alma loy boy akira v'lehanocha gavim makam dalet al dalet. So we see you do not need an akira or a hanocha. Now, what is the Gemara's proof? It's very similar to the first proof. At this point, the Gemara thinks it's kluta again. I'm standing in a northbound lane. I toss it over Rosh HaSayachid. As it goes through Rosh HaSayachid, again, it must be that he holds this freeze frame lambdas. Stop, 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 stop. And then eventually it goes back into the Rosh HaSarabim. The next band lanes. As it leaves my hand, I did an A. Or as I pick it up, I did an A. It's going through the Rosh HaSayachid. It freezes here. At this second, I just brought it from Rosh HaSayachid A, B, crossed Rosh HaSarabim, A, B, across the border, C, it landed in Rosh HaSayachid. Now it continues on. Then, since it's freeze-frame photography, it leaves over here. As it crosses to the southbound lanes, it does an A by itself, but because of my action, so I'm chayvet. A crosses the border, B, and eventually lands on some poor guy's car, C. So I have ABC. Now, here you can't throw it out the same way you threw out Rabbi Akiva before. Because here, we asked before on Rabbi Akiva, you only need an Akira, not a Hanacha. Maybe a Hanacha doesn't need an Akira. Here, I have proven to you that both Hanacha and Akira do not require Dalet al Dalet. So the Gemara says, nope. There's a different lambdas working over there. It's not pshat kluta is working over there. There's a different lambdas working there. There's a lambdas that, see, kluta, the pshat and kluta is as it's flying through the air, we view it as it's frozen there. Oh, it's frozen in midair. Wow, that's really cool. How'd you do that? Okay, however you did that, it's landed? Okay. Now that it's frozen in midair, the Gemara is like, oh, but Lamaisa doesn't need dalet al dalet. It's just frozen in midair. It's hovering there. Okay, fine. So we see you don't need dalet al dalet. The Gemara says the lumdus is not kluta. The lumdus is a different lumdus called besa kemanda malya damya, which means that if you're in an enclosed area, we view the entire area as being full. So it's a similar lumdus, with a tiny nuanced difference that makes all the difference in the world. The lamdas is not that it's frozen in midair, but the lamdas is that the whole area is filled. You can imagine it's filled with a gas. It's filled with... So therefore, when we say frozen, it's not pshat it's frozen in midair, but it's frozen in mid-foam. It's frozen in mid-object. So it is landing on something dalet al dalet. It's landed on this imaginary foam. It's a different lamdas that takes care of this problem. So this is the Gemara Ha'itmar Allah, Rabbi Shmuel, the Amri Tavai, Le'michai Rebbe, Ele Bershu Seyach, and Makura. No proof. Because they explain that their only Rebbe is only mechayev you if the Rishus Yachid has a roof on it, and this way it's a fully enclosed area. And the Amrinan, because we say a different lamdas. The lamdas is base of the house is command amalia damia. It is as if it's full. And afkamina is that if it doesn't have a roof, let's say the case that I gave of the northbound and the southbound lanes, you would not be chayev there because it doesn't have a roof. You would only be chayev if you can imagine somebody is standing on, let's say, on a corner, somebody standing on the, here's California, here's California, and here's Devon, and here's here we go, here's a store, and you're standing over here, you throw it through this, through this store, you break both glass windows. You throw a stone. Boom, boom. So it was A, C, says the Gemara Yerchayev. Because this was also a C right there, and there was an A right here. So you have an A, C, this is a B, that's a B. There's two separate acts, A, B, C, of carrying. Only because it has a roof, because there's a different one that's called basic command element. Our original example of having having a Rishus HaYachid in between two lanes of highway and throwing it over is not going to be chayev. Because that would be kluta, but he doesn't hold of kluta. He holds a basic command of mali damya. And for basic command of mali damya, you need a roof.
What if you actually use the roof? The one slope down?
It doesn't matter, because the point is that the overhead thing is the thing that gives it this fill, like, it fills it up in our minds with this gas, whatever, this foam.
Is the top of the considered?
This will be a Rishus Yachid. So, for example, if you're standing over here and you throw it onto here and it lands here, you're going to be chayev. Because you'd have an A, the crossage will be a B, and the landing will be a C. That's only if it lands Lamaisa. You don't have this imaginary landing.
You're saying it's in motion the whole time.
It's in motion the whole time. Even in both cases, it's in motion the whole time. It goes faster than the blink of an eye. You go like that.
How come we say by Gudasik we only go down three? Now you're saying this
block. Gudasik, we don't go down three, sure not. That's Lovid.
But Lovid, that's what I'm talking about.
Lovid has nothing to do with this.
Okay, but we're imagining it's going down the rest. And here we're imagining the whole thing is full. The whole airspace is full.
It's a different lambda. What do you mean?
Why don't we say by the wall, it's all full too?
Fuck it. If you don't have good walls, you're not going to say this. You need good walls to
imagine it's all full, even if it's not.
There's different rules for different imaginations. These are all halachah l'moshim sinais. Pitikul yed v'seisim, good asik, good achis, lovud, basic command of maligama, kluta. All these are shiurim that have different parameters. They're all halachah l'moshim sinais. These are not inventions. I mean, some hold of this, some hold of that, but nobody's inventing anything here. This is traditions they receive from their teacher. How did one have it and one not? That's anyways a kasha. How do some people have four? Say, you know, some people have this type of, you know. Okay. How did Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have a different amount of tzitzis? I mean, what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Okay. It says the Gemara, Aval she'ena makur lo b'chita ma'achanami b'makura. And if you want to say that, okay, so maybe our Mishnah is talking about where you're a makura. The Balabayas was in a rishus ha. He was in a house. He wasn't in a front yard. He was in a house. So the Gemara says ha'teinach b'rishus yachad. That would answer the Balabayas' hands, makura. But b'rishus rabbi makura mi'chayev. But you can't answer the ani's hands with that. Because an ani is standing in Rishus HaRabim. A Rishus HaRabim cannot have a roof. And if you want to say that the Rosh Hashanah had a roof, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Hamavir Chifetz Dalet Amas Rosh Hashanah Rabbi Makura, if somebody carries an object in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbi that has a roof on it, he's Pater. You can imagine the Shuk in Eretz Yisrael, which has a roof, even though it has no walls, it has a roof. So if you're imagining one that has a wall, so then I'm not talking about that one. One that doesn't have walls, but it has a roof, so it's held up by poles or whatever. Like, you know, a large awning, a gazebo. Let's say a gazebo, which doesn't have any walls. And there's many people there, stores, like a big flea market. That's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but it has a roof. Since it has a roof, it's not chayev. It cannot have a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that has a roof. And that's one of the conditions of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. If it's bottled to Rosh Hashanah, for example, a part of a much bigger Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that passes under an underpass or something like that. But the Gemara says a Rosh Hashanah cannot have a roof. So how are we able to explain the Gemara's teretz that you want us? The Gemara says, oh, you know what? We're talking about a Rosh Hashanah that has a roof. That's why you don't need dalet. It's not pshat you don't need dalet. You have dalet because of basic command of mali dami. But that would help in Rosh Hashanah Yochid. It's not going to help in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Because it is not comparable to the wagons in the Midbar where we learn carrying from. And since over there was no roof, so to any Rosh Hashanah Rabbim cannot have a roof. So this teretz is out. It's not pshat that Rebbe does not hold of kluta of dalet dalet. He holds a dalet dalet. He either has it because of shadi noifai or he has it because of basic command of mali dama. So the Gemara tries we're up to our 1, 2, 3. We're up to our fourth teretz. Ella Amar Rav Zeira. What?
Lower wagon driver.
Lower wagon. Excellent. Well, it's a bit. If lower wagon was a street by itself, meaning there's such a thing called being bottled to the other streets. But if it was a street by itself, let's say it wasn't, yes, that's definitely, it would not be Rosh Hashanah Rabbim.
So you can carry
there? Oh, I'm saying this, there are barons, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with your eyes you can carry there. Ella Amar Rav Zeira, Gemara tries, Hamani Acherim hi. He says the Gemara, who is it? It's our fourth try, it's the opinion of the Acherim. The Tanya Acherim Aimrim Omad b'mekayme v'kibel chayiv, Oker b'mekayme v'kibel pater. Another opinion that says that you don't require this new Tanai called Dalet al Dalet. Because the Acherim hold that if they're standing there and if you throw something at somebody else and he's just standing there and he catches it in his hands, so you intended on doing that exact throw, then you're going to be chayiv. If you threw it and the guy's running and makes the catch, so you didn't do C. You did A, you did B as a crossover, but he caught it. According to your throw, it would have landed over there. But he interrupted the throw, then you're going to be putter. That's what Acherim says. But what do we see? We see that Acherim hold, even if you catch it in your hand, you're able to be chayev. Aha. So we now have a name for the Mishnah. It's Acherim. Acherim is always Rabbi Meir. We now have a name for the Mishnah. Our Mishnah must be Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah must be Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that you don't, that you're allowed to catch it in your hand, meaning he doesn't require it to be dalet al dalet. Okar b'mekayme v'kibel is pater. If you have to uproot yourself and catch it, then you're pater. Omer b'mekayme, if he stands in the same place, v'kibel chayv. You need it to land on a place that's dalet, and you don't have that. Elish mami. Now we can prove from here that loy b'inan makam arba. Again, the Gemara tries that first knockoff. Maybe all you have proven to me is that it can land in a place that is dalet, because that's what you've proven to me. That doesn't have dalet. But Akira, maybe you do need a makam dalet. And says the Gemara, who says that he caught it in his hand? All it says is that he interrupted the throw. Maybe he had a big basket. Maybe he had his huge rope. Who says that? Maybe he spread out his cloak and he caught it there in an area that's bigger. The economy anacha, that you have a nacha, you have a place for it to land on dalet al dalet. So, Amar Rabbi Abba Masnisin Kegoin. So the Gemara tries now a fifth teretz. Who says in our Mishnah that he caught it in his hand? Maybe our Mishnah he caught it in a huge basket. You put it into the Ani's basket, maybe. We put it into the basket. says the Gemara, "Vahayodoy katani," but it says you put it into his hand. The Gemara says, "Tani tras kushabiyadoy." Say the basket in his hand. The Gemara says, "Okay, that's good for the balabayas. The balabayas maybe has this huge basket. He doesn't want to catch corona, so he goes ahead. He's, you want to put something in my basket, buddy? You put it in my basket. So he puts it into the basket. That's good for Rishus Ayachid, for Rishus Ayachid. But if I put it into the guy's, into the Ani's hands who has this huge basket, that itself is a Rishus Ayachid. If you have a basket that's 4x4 and 10 high in Rishus Ayachid, then that itself is a Rishus Ayachid. Says the Gemara. Elatras Kleshe Rishus Rabim. If you have a basket in Rishus Rabim that's 4x4, then Rishus Ayachid. Shall we say that it's not like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? The Tanya Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer no atzkana b'rishus harabim. If you put a reed in rishus harabim, you put a beam in rishus harabim, and on top of this beam you have a basket, the v'roishe traskel, and on top of it a basket, and zarek v'noch al gavav, and somebody comes and throws something on top of this basket, is chayav, because the ikra Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. So then, why is the case of pashat ba? And you're telling me that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is mechadish that if you have a side view, you're the side view of the street. If you have a pole that goes like this, and on top of it a basket, so this is 4 wide, and this is 10 high. What? Fachim, yeah. Everything's fachim. So 4 wide and 10 high, so you're going to be chayef. Because even though on the base level it's only this wide, but lamais, at the end of the day, over here, it's 4 wide, and it's 10 high. So this is a Rishus Sayachit. Now, shall we say it's not like that? Because if it was like that, in our case, where the Baal HaBayis throws it into the Ani's basket, which you're now telling me is a basket, so then it's from Rishus HaYachid, it's his house, to Rishus HaYachid. Why are you chayv?
Why don't we say it's an extension of the base, like you said before?
That, well, no, the base itself is
also. The base is not 4x4, it's an extension of the base.
The truth is because of Kodasik. Really, that's why. Good Isaac tells us that we view these walls as going down. The Ikra Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, Pashad Baal HaBayis is Yadei Luchot Tfinasa Notei Chedesh Al Ani Chayv. Sorry, the Ikra Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, because if you hold like Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, so then the case in the Mishnah of where the Baal HaBayis extended his hands, Pashat Baal HaBayis is Yodai, and Lechutz, outside, and he puts it into the hand, and we're now saying means the basket, V'nasal L'tech Yodai Shal Ani, Amai Chai, why is he Chai? Mirushu Siyachet, Rishu Siyachet, come epic. He's going from Rishu Siyachet to Rishu Siyachet. And don't ask, I just told you that passing from Rishu Siyachet to Rishu Siyachet is Chai, because I told you that it's Dafke if it's on the same side of Rishu Siyachet. But over here, where the Ani is standing in front, and you're going this way, that's not the same side. So, you don't have, it's not Moshit either. So, the Gemara says, Afilu Tamer Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, Hasam L'mayla Me'asar HaKal L'mata Me'asar. Like Rabbi Baron asked, who says the basket is 10 high? Maybe you're holding the basket below 10. Okay, so now we're almost out of the woods, but the Gemara says, back to my original discomfort with this answer. It says he put it into the hand. It doesn't say he put it into the basket in the hand. It's too big of a deichik. Kashele Rabbi Avohu, mi katani traskel sheba yaday, ha yaday katani. The Gemara doesn't like this teretz. So the Gemara tries one more teretz. El Amar Rabbi Avohu, it's talking about where you place your hand below 3 and you're mekabelin over there. Oh, excellent. The Gemara is going to knock it out because of that. It's talking about where you went like this. So since you're within 3 of the ground, it is as if it's on the ground. Yeah. No, faket. Love, it's only the Chumra. If you say love it, Lakula is a Shaila, and I'm saying whatever, it's a Shaila. It goes, in this case, is definitely where we'll say love it. But in this case, we'll make it. First of all, who says that it's love it here? Somebody says love it. Could be there's a different Svara at work here. Okay, Yeah, the term you are correct in that we say love it is lakula. That is the correct term. But in this case would be a classic example of where we say love it. Anyways, it's not muchach that over here it's because of love it. Unless somebody says it. Does Rashi say it? And do the notes say love it? What? Merchanan says love it? Could be there's a different svara at work here called. I have a problem with this, a drop, because so maybe the pshat is that the ground is moving up. That's the pshat. The ground is moving up. Not you're moving down. The ground is moving up. If I put something on, let's say the siddur is not dalet al dalet. If I put something down like this, is that considered dalet al dalet because it's on something that's on the table? Okay, so I guess the part is that my whole hand is like part of the Rosh Hashanah. Because I'm asking, like, so what? So you say the ground comes up to my hand, but it's still on my hand, which is on Rosh Hashanah. You have to say that the ground comes up and envelops my hand. Love it goes all the way up.
That's what it says, kill love
it. It's not really love it. It's a bit funny also, because we never say love it like.
I'm saying you say it pops me good, little character and all the things.
Right. It's as if it landed down.
Like
yep.
Part of the cat,
All right, says the Gemara, the Kibla, says the Gemara, Oymed Katani. It says he was standing there. So the Gemara says, okay, he was standing, but he was leaning over. Besoicha. He was leaning over. Vibayisema Beguma, or maybe he was standing in a pit. Vibayisema Bananas, or he was a midget. He was a really short guy. I had a midget over by my house. He was sitting there. He had a Shabbos. He literally didn't break the table. He was swinging his legs. He was literally maybe up to here. And then he brought a kid with him. He had a kid. Mama Shapina. Anyways, so these guys, if they stick out their hand, they're within 3 of the ground. Amar Rava, Ich bel tana. So here is Rabbi Langsner's question. Ich bel tana la'ashmi'inan kol hani. You tell me the Mishnah is talking about a midget or a guy bent over. That's the whole case of the Mishnah. It's too big of a daichik. El Amar Rava, the terrors we were all waiting for. Yadai shel adam chashuva le'kedalet al dalet. A person's hand, the whole svara is that you need it to be a makim chashuv. I need it to be a place that's considered normal to put down. If I see this place down, I'm like, oh, that's its place. A hand has that attribute. A hand, when I put something down in the hand, a person's hand, I'm like, oh, that's its place. It's considered normal to put something down in somebody's hand. It's not considered normal to put something on like this. If I see something like that, I'm like, oh, that's not going to last there. So that's not called an official put down. But if I put something in somebody's hand, that's an official put down. It's a normal place to put things. And memela, it's going to be chayev. A person's hand is called chashuv kedalet al dalet. He says the same tarot. The other chashuv kedalet al dalet. Zorek chayfes v'nachbatech yadu shel adam. If you throw an object and it lands in somebody's hand, chayev. Says the Gemara, my kamash v'lan. Yadash al Adam Khashiva like Kidal al Dal, what's the Khiddush? That his hand is Dalad Dal. Didn't you already just tell me that? Bahama Rabbi Yechanan Khadasim, Rabbi Yechanan said that once. Again, these people were so way above us, we don't understand. Stop shot. Okay, so he said it again. He gave the shir twice. He spoke once over here, he spoke once over there. No. He said a memra, he's not gonna repeat it again. And if he's gonna repeat it again, it's gotta be for a different reason. Mahu the same. The Gemara says he said it again for a special reason. I would have thought to say Hanimile Hecha de Achshave Hu Liyade. That's he said it where he's Machshiv, where I specifically put it under the guy's hand. Aval Hecha de Lo Achshave Hu Liyade. But where I'm not specifically aiming for a person's hand, I'm just aiming. I just wanted to land someone Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah or whatever. I would think that you didn't specifically want the guy's hand. That's not considered Chashiv. Kamash Mila, no. A hand has a status of Dalet al Dalet, even if it was unintentionally placed in the guy's hand. Omer b'Avin, Omer b'Loy, Omer b'Yechanan, Omer b'Mekayme, Nu Gemara, Omer b'Mekayme v'Kibel Chayv. If you toss something and it lands exactly where you intended in somebody's hand, you're Chayv. But if Okar b'Mekayme, but if you had to, if the recipient had to run to catch it, So then you're going to be pater. Akar b'makar. If he had to uproot himself in order to catch it, the kibel, in order to accept it, he's pater. But so tani nami hachi, quoting that same brisa. It's not shver if a Riechen had to say the same thing as a brisa, because brisas, not everybody had all the brisas. Boy Rabbi Yechen, Zorak Chifetz v'ne'ekar hu mimukayme v'chazer v'kibeloi mahu. Says the Gemara, what about the following case? A guy throws an object, and he runs, and he catches it. What's the din? So based on my original throw, I did A, my original throw has a B. Based on my original throw, the C would have been on the floor over there. I go ahead, and I interrupt that throw, and I catch it. And so I did a different C. Mahu, what's the din? Says the Gemara, my kami boile, what's your question? Amar of Adam bar Ava, shnei koichos ba'adam echad kami boile. My question is, if you have two koichos, two separate actions by one person, in other words, the Gemara's question is, of course you're chayev. Why wouldn't you be chayev? You did an Akira, you did an A, and eventually you did a C. The Gemara says that the question is...
I want to stop it from being
but you did the C, though. It's not like you stopped. It's not like you rewound the action. You, by catching it, you're doing the C.
Where I was going to throw it to.
True, but your A involved was a good A. Your B was a good B. Now, your C would have been a good C, but instead of doing that original C, you did a different C. So can you...
I'm doing a different C because I want to change, I don't want to be higher. It's like the case before with the...
Oh, so if the part is that you're like...
The dough on the wall, I want to stop it from baking.
So by scraping it off, you're stopping the baking. But here you're not stopping it. You're completing it. You're doing a C.
Changing what?
So that's the Gemara's question. In my original throw, it had an ABC involved. Can I cross out that original C and put in a different C? That's the Gemara's question. See, if I didn't do anything, I'd pick it up and I'd walk with it. So I did an A, I did a B, I never did a C. So eventually my act was never finished. When I throw something, a throw includes an ABC. So I did an ABC already. And now I cross out that C, I want to do a different C. Can I cross out the original C and put in a different C? That's the Gemara's question. Do we say that it is a different C, but since you did A, you did B, and you did C, it's all considered one act, and you're going to be chayv? Oy Dilma, no. Your first A, B, C was stopped in middle, and you now have an A, B, and later on in life you have a C. You can't combine those two half actions. It's not like if I write the words A and then I write the words B. Those are two actions. But they are not... This is half an act. This is half an act. Over here, I did a full act. The act is ABC. And I crossed out half of that act. Now I want to do another C that is built in with nothing. That's the Gemara's question. And the Gemara leaves off with a take on.
Like your ball gets stuck in a tree.
If what?
If a ball gets stuck in a tree.
If you throw a ball, so you did AB, and it gets stuck in a tree, and then later on, well, no, because there, it was all part of my original act, because my original act was heading for the tree. It doesn't matter what you, true, your intention, but the mice in the end day, that was your throw. Your throw landed there. That was your throw. Over here, my throw had an A, a B, and... Based on Einsteinian physics, it's going to land over there. So I already did an ABC, but I stopped it. It was another act, but that other act was a different C. It's different than the case of the tree, where I, even according to Einstein and the laws of motion, I threw it and it landed in the tree. Okay, let's go on. We have to turn the page. If a person places his hand into his neighbor's courtyard, into the neighbor's backyard, and he takes some rain. If I can't take his bike, at least let me take his rain. and you take some of his rain. V'hoitzi, you didn't get a big enough mishloach manos from him, so you're like, that's it. And so I'm going to take some rain. V'hoitzi, and you take it out. The halacha is your chayev. Maskif lo Reb Zera. Mali hati'inoi chaveroi, mali hati'inoi shemayim. Why? You didn't do an A. I understand that you carried the rain out. So you did a B and you did a C into your own, into Rishas Rabbim. But you didn't do an A. Where was the A? You put your hand out. We know the Mishnah that if the Balabayas puts the stuff into your hand and you pull it out, you're putter. So who cares if the Balabayas does or Hashem does? Ma'ali hatinu chavera. Who cares if your friend loads you up? Or ma'ali hatinu shemayim. Who cares if Hashem loads you up? Where the sky, the rain. So the rain rained into my hand and I pulled it out. So I did a B and a C. I never did an A. Why am I chayav? Who cares? Says the Gemara, you didn't do the Nakira. You didn't do an A. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Don't say that you were makabel the Megisham. Leitei makibel. Elakolat. You grabbed it out of the air with your right hand and you put it into your left hand. So you did an A. You picked it out of the air.
So what's the Shaila?
What?
So what's the Shaila then?
Oh, so before what's the Shaila? We know that you need to pick it up off an area of Dalet al Dalet. You can't take it out of the air. It's talking about where you swept it off a wall. You went like this off a wall into your hand. So it was off this wall. The wall is Dalet al Dalet. Says the Gemara. It's not resting there. As it runs down the wall, it's not resting. Says the Gemara, you know what? It's talking about a leaning wall. You were in Pisa and you took it off a wall over there. It's talking about a leaning wall. Just like Rava answered for a different Shaila, it was talking about a leaning wall. So to over here, Hachinami Bekoisel Meshupa. Says the Gemara, where was this other case that Rava said his answer that it was talking about in Pisa? We're talking about with a leaning wall. The Hecha Itmar the Rava. Says the Gemara, Ahod Etnan, Mishnah in Erevin, Hayakar B'Sefer Al HaEskupa. A person is reading a Megillah, a scroll, on a porch. When it's Galgal HaSefer Miyale, and suddenly the Sefer rolls away from him, and it unrolls and it unfurls all the way out of the porch area. Halach is, you're allowed to wrap it, you're allowed to roll it back up. Goyloi Etzlai. Hayakar B'Reish HaGag, if you're reading it on top of a roof, so you're in a Rishus HaYachid. When it's Galgal HaSefer Miyale. So the question is, how far down did it get? Achala hikiyala asara, if it didn't reach into Rishus HaRabim. In other words, you're standing over here on your roof, here's Rishus HaRabim, and the Sefer unrolls and unfurls. If it's within 10 of the ground, then you could just roll it back up. But if it went all the way till within 10 of the ground, so now that's Rishus HaRabim d'oraisa, then you're not allowed to roll it back up. You shouldn't leave it there because it's kisvei kodesh. So you should turn it over so it's not a bizayon, and just leave it there.
The first case,
they
reached the ground. Is that it?
The first case, yeah, but it was underneath skupa, which is not a rishus hayachid. It was a karmelis. You were over here on some sort of mild porch that was not dalet al dalet. Says the Gemara. What? If it's hanging over here, just blowing in the breeze, it's not in Rishus HaRabim because it's not noch, it's not resting on anything. And says the Gemara, it was a leaning wall like this, and the scroll unfurled along the wall. So within 10, it is noch on the wall. So we asked over there, Maseches Erevin, why do you have to flip it over? Haloi noch, it didn't rest. And that's where Rava answered that was talking about a leaning wall. But the Gemara doesn't really like this. The Gemara says, well, with regards to an unfurled scroll leaning on a wall, that taka is an acceptable teretz. Because a scroll will lean on a wall will rest on a wall that's leaning. But rain doesn't rest even on a wall that's leaning. As we know, water goes to the lowest place. And as it flows along this leaning wall, it's still not resting. So the Gemara says, Amar the Amar Rava, Besefer, the Ovid the Nayach. When did Rava say his answer with regards to a scroll where it's going to come to a rest? But Mayim water, Mi Avidi the Nayach, is that going to cause a rest? So the Gemara says an answer. We'll stop here. Ella Amar Rava, Kigon Shekolot Mi Al Gabe Guma. It's talking about where you scooped it out from from a water, from a pit. Says the Gemara, you took the rain from the guy's pit. The Gemara says, Guma Pshita. If you take it from a pit, so what's the chiddush? That was your cash. What's the chiddush? The Gemara says, the chiddush is, the same mayim lagabe mayim life anachu, kamash milan. I would have thought that water, resting on water, is not considered resting. Kamash milan, that if you have a pit of water here, and you take from the top level of water, that's considered taking because it is considered resting. It is considered resting. We'll have to stop over here. We're not almost 57.
I'm not dumb.
Oh, all right. Have a great Shushan Purim.